Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Up by three, trying to extend the lead, and the pass is caught for the touchdown. Noah Fant, the tight end.
Good football Friday, everybody. Did we come in with a highlight there?
Oh, boy. Yes, we played Max, the Noah Fant touchdown.
The Noah Fant touchdown. I didn't hear it, but I do remember it from last night. What a football game last night. That may be the most entertaining game of the season as we enter week 7. So far, a lot of football season left. Totally unexpected. An absolute quarterback tutorial last night from the two 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks in the game. It was a pleasure as an NFL fan to watch that level of quarterbacking. I would also say the defenses on both sides were horrendous. Good morning, everybody. More on last night's incredible 33-31 Thursday night game. We've got some good Thursday night games this year, and certainly some surprising ones. I mean, the last three big underdogs on Thursday night have won outright. Cincinnati being the least of the big underdogs, they were getting 5.5 last night. On the show today, keys to a win Sunday over Dallas. How many points will it take to win the game on Sunday? How significant will the result be long-term on the NFC East standings? We will get to all of that. I've got smell test picks for this weekend. I'm 7 weeks in a row to start the season with a winning record, 20 games above 500 this year. I am expecting a correction, as I've been talking about this week. I hope it's not this weekend for all of you. I will have those picks later on in the show. Two guests on the show today, Bobby Belt, who covers the Cowboys and talks about them on radio every day for 105.3 FM, The Fan in Dallas, will join us at 11. Ben Standing will be on with us at 12 noon. We'll go around the NFL. Some big games this weekend. Some really, really interesting games, including a great Sunday night game, really, between the Falcons and the Niners. A significant game here early in the NFC season. Washington, Dallas, the premier spot on Sunday. It'll go to a roughly 75-80% of the country. Washington at Dallas, it used to mean so much. I've been talking about it all week long. It means a little bit this week. I can feel a little bit of juice for this one. This is one that both teams need to get. I don't think it's a code red game by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think it is an important game, a very important game for both teams. I got to start with last night, though. Most of you know that for whatever reason, I've just always been in the tank for Joe Flacco. I've just always been in the tank. I think and Paulie, several of you DM'd me during this game saying, man, the guy you love is looking elite tonight. Just so you know, I've never said in all of these years that Joe Flacco is an elite quarterback, you know, even when he was playing at a high level. The reason I've always loved Flacco is that, first of all, I'm not sure anybody spins it better than him. I don't think anybody's got a... We saw two of the best pure passers in the NFL for the last, you know, 15 years. Longer than that, 15, 20 years. I mean, both of those guys can just flat out throw the football. But with Joe, it's always been about those moments where he just delivered in the clutch. He's got the third most road playoff wins of any quarterback in NFL history. And now to watch him, you know, go from flailing around in Cleveland the first few weeks with no offensive line, no running game, although they started to get a running game just as he left, no receiving talent, to go into a situation where he's got the best receiving core, you could argue, in the league with two truly great ones, and really one that we are watching the early portions of a Hall of Fame career with Ja'Marr Chase. And to see the precision, to see the processing, to see the accuracy, to see the big you-know-whats to take shots in man coverage, fun to watch. I've never thought Joe was an elite quarterback. I have always thought that Joe has always delivered when it has mattered the most, and that is big late-season games for the Ravens and big playoff games. That Super Bowl run in 2012 was not about the Raven defense. It was about Joe blanking Flacco, hon. That's who it was about. He was on fire that particular postseason, and by the way, made a lot of money because of it. And then on the flip side last night, you know, before the season started, I said, if you watched Aaron Rodgers last year with New York, dysfunctional setup all the way around. It wasn't him. They stunk defensively last year. Their kicker missed multiple kicks that cost them the games, cost them two or three games, and their coaching staff was a mess when Saleh left. The whole organization was a mess. But Aaron Rodgers was still slinging it. Like, I'm like, he still looks the way he throws it like Aaron Rodgers. Now, he's not as mobile, although last night was sort of a flashback to some of the extension. That the touchdown pass that he had on their opening drive is the longest extension of a play by a quarterback on a completion this year in the entire NFL. And then, by the way, how about his arm strength on the Hail Mary? The longest pass of the season, 69 yards in the air. Yeah, he can still do it. And I'm not even going to mention who DM'd me in the middle of the game to say, you know, Aaron Rodgers looks terrible. I'm like, tell me you're not watching the game without telling me you're not watching the game. Well, he's got two interceptions. Yeah, you read the box score. He had one bad throw the entire night. The second interception was brilliant. And really, DK Metcalf should have caught it because the throw was exceptional. To see these two go back and forth, look, the defenses aren't very good. And both of these teams last night had a running game, which helped a lot. You know, Jaylen Warren went over 100 yards. Chase Brown for Cincinnati went for over 100 yards. But I think what was so kind of cool to watch, because we're all into this league, we're all into quarterbacks and watching them develop at different speeds. There is an experience level that you get to if you're lucky enough, and these two have certainly gotten there, and you see the difference. Like, the nuance last night with just the line of scrimmage pre-snap, there must have been three dozen plays, all right, in the game, 18 each quarterback, in which they checked to a play at the line of scrimmage. They got their team out of not a good play into a good play, and every single time you heard kill, 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 or check, 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 or can, the play worked almost every time. I mean, Flacco was 31 of 47 for 342 and three touchdowns, and by the way, had five passes dropped, including one in the first half when they got off to a slow start. It wasn't his fault. Chase Brown dropped a check down that would have gone for 40 yards. Ja'Marr Chase got targeted 23 times in the football game. I'm sorry, but how does Pittsburgh allow that? Seriously, they played way too much man coverage. I'm not sure how you can play man coverage against Ja'Marr Chase. Well, we've got Jalen Ramsey. We've got Joey Porter. We've got Darius Slay. Yeah, but they can't cover the best receiver in the league here, Justin Jefferson. He's uncoverable in man coverage. And then, by the way, if you shade double coverage in his direction, he can still beat it. But then you got Higgins and you got Josevac, who, by the way, dropped two balls last night. He's been dropping balls since Joe arrived. It was a special, special game from so many standpoints. I mean, the level of just brain power at quarterback in watching these two play, watching them extend in the pocket. What did everybody say when Flacco got to Cincinnati? Oh, my God, he's going to get killed. He won't survive. That offensive line's terrible. What we know about the quarterback position and what we've all learned about the quarterback position over now, I don't know, 10, 15 years, it's been much more apparent as NFL fans, as we've learned more, with more data and more expertise, actually, that's out there, is that sack stats, more often than not, are on the quarterback. Joe gets rid of the football quickly. Aaron Rodgers sees it and gets rid of the football quickly. You know, that's why there were two total sacks in a game that included 81 pass attempts. 81 in the game, two total sacks in the game. Joe Flacco ran a read option late and gained 12 yards from deep in their own territory. It was hysterical to listen to him after the game. He said it wasn't planned. He said the receivers lined up in the wrong spot. He said it was one of the only plays he got right. He's only been there 10 days in terms of the call in the huddle. And he saw the end crash down, and he said, why not? I'll keep it. It was supposed to be a give. It wasn't an option. And he ran 12 yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What receiver since Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger gets targeted 23 times in a game? Max, is that a record recently?
It's such a high number that I feel like it has to be. I'll dive in and let
you know. It's got to be the highest number we've seen in a few years.
But yeah, that 23 is an insane amount of targets on, what, 47 dropbacks?
Yeah, I mean, Jefferson with Kirk would get targeted 14, 15 times a game. I remember Antonio Brown had some target numbers in the 20s with Roethlisberger. Because there was a stretch there where he was completely uncheckable. It didn't matter. That's, by the way, what a true elite wide receiver looks like, boys and girls, if you were watching the game last night.
Chase's 23 targets were tied for the third most all-time in a game since the league began tracking them in 1978. Brandon Marshall, 28 in week 14 of 2009. Chris Chambers, 26 in week 13 of 2005. And now Jamar Chase with 23.
Chris Chambers, wow.
Right?
Miami, right?
Yes.
Just, it was a great football game. I mean, the touchdown pass on 3rd and 18 in the red zone from Rodgers to Freiermuth was amazing. And then the 2nd and 20 touchdown pass with just over 2 minutes to go, trailing 30-24 to Freiermuth, was vintage Rodgers. He extends out of the pocket and throws an absolute bullet to Freiermuth before the safety could double back to get him. The level of quarterback play, look, it was probably offset a little bit by both teams being bad defensively. You'd have to explain to me why Pittsburgh played that much man coverage against those receivers. I don't get it. But it's not like Flacco wouldn't have diced them last night against zone. It just would have been fewer, you know, chunks. You know, they had a 37, 29, 25, 31, 18, 19. You know, they had some big runs, too. Chase Brown ripped off a 37-yard run. So did Jaylen Warren in the game. I think Warren, by the way, much better than Najee Harris ever was in Pittsburgh. By the way, Gainwell's good, too. What's interesting about this result, you know, Cincinnati winning, what a play by T. Higgins, too, at the end of the game, if you didn't see it. They're in field goal range already to potentially, you know, kick a go-ahead field goal. Pittsburgh's still calling their timeouts. And on second and eight, Flacco, they decide to put the ball in Flacco's hands, and he throws an absolute beautiful touch ball to T. Higgins in man coverage, lays it out. Higgins could have scored with it, but he slid down at the Pittsburgh 7-yard line, which allowed Cincinnati to get the clock down to 7 seconds before kicking the game winner, which did give Aaron Rodgers a shot at a Hail Mary, which I was like, wait a minute, he can't get it to the end zone from his own 35-yard line or whatever it was. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Brilliant quarterback play last night. Some bad defensive play as well, but it's, I don't know, as a football fan, there are certain nights you just are watching and you're like, well, that's how the position is supposed to be played. That's how you do it. And there was, between the two of them, there was one wrong decision all night. Rodgers got a little bit greedy in the first half on a bomb to Metcalf and got picked. Other than that, it was perfection for him. Four touchdowns, 250 yards on 23 of 34. He had a couple of balls dropped too. And Flacco, 342 on 31 of 47 with five drop passes in the game on him. The AFC North, which you could easily say right now, top to bottom, is the worst division in football. Which, when's the last time you could say that? Never. With the Ravens at 1-5 and Cleveland at 1-5. Cincinnati's win kept Pittsburgh from really creating so much space at 5-1 had they won the game. You know, that's 5-1, you're four full games ahead of the Ravens. You still have two left with Baltimore, Pittsburgh does. Cincinnati, by the way, still plays Pittsburgh one more time and still plays Baltimore twice. But now at 4-2, that's probably the opening, if you're a Ravens fan, you're looking for. You know, you play the Bears after this bye week, you get Lamar back, you get a little healthier. You still have two with the Bengals and two with the Steelers, and they come later in the season. In the meantime, you've got like Chicago and Miami and Cleveland and the Jets. That's why the odds makers have been far, far from killing Baltimore's chances to win the division, because they see what's upcoming and teams can get healthy and all of a sudden things change. There will be some pretty interesting games. And look, for the Bengals, they get back into it. Who knows about Burrow and whether or not he'll be back? This is all about getting Burrow back, because as much as I love Flacco and as much as he is a clutch performer, I'm not about to tell you at 40 years old he's going to lead them to a Super Bowl run. With that said, offensively, he's never played. With two better receivers and on his team. I mean, hardly anybody has ever. But they have like the Jets and the Bears at home coming up before another game with the Steelers. They could get to 4-4. They could hover around playoff territory for Burrow's return. And this is what they were thinking would happen. They made that trade, and seriously, has a trade been mocked and laughed at more than Cincinnati trading for Joe Flacco 11 days ago? You know who knew? Mike Tomlin knew. Tomlin, in his press conference earlier this week, said, maybe it's me, but I don't get how Andrew Berry, the GM of the Cleveland Browns, traded a guy who they thought was good enough to start the season for them to a team in the division that needed a quarterback. Tomlin was pissed earlier this week. He knew. He understands what Flacco is capable of and knew it would be a major upgrade, as did the Bengals. And look, he's going to have a Flacco game. You know he will, where he'll throw two or three picks. He'll get hit backside, the ball bounce out twice. But if you protect him with those receivers, my God, that is, it's fun to watch Chase and Higgins. Chase had two drops, too. Two drops in the game. But he is really, really special. You know, the difference between what I would say is easily the two best receivers, like the two elite, truly elite, elite of the receiving group in the NFL, Jefferson and Chase. The difference between the two is that Chase is more like a running back after the catch. He is a physical runner after the catch. Jefferson is just, he's the best route runner in the league. I mean, it's impossible. You bracket him and he's still able to get open. It's going to be interesting to watch that division play out. I don't think Baltimore is dead. I think Baltimore's biggest issue, though, is defense, even more than it is worrying about Lamar Jackson getting back and what they'll be like. Fascinating game last night. Really an entertaining football game. And it's hard not to like Flacco if you've watched his pre-games and post-games. He joined the set with Chase last night on the Amazon set. He joined Scott on SportsCenter afterwards. Aaron Rodgers, in terms of the player he is, they got something going offensively. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They just can't stop anybody right now. The Steelers can't. They got, by the way, their next game is a week from Sunday night in Pittsburgh against the Packers. The week after that, it's home against the Colts. Those are the next two for Pittsburgh. So they kind of needed that one last night, and they didn't get it. NFL's awesome, man, when you get games like that. And we have had a lot of those games on Thursday night. Last week, the Giants, you know, stunning the Eagles. The week before that was that incredibly intense 49ers-Rams game. The week before that was a walk-off field goal Seattle at Arizona. We've just had good primetime games this NFL season. All right, we got a game on Sunday that isn't primetime, but it'll feel like it when we get there. At Dallas, in a game that, you know, I had an emailer yesterday suggest that it was code red. I'll read it. It came from Lane. Lane wrote, "Kevin, I agree. It feels like the biggest Dallas-Washington game in a few years. It also feels like a code red game because of what follows on the schedule." So my question to you before I get to kind of my keys is two-part. Number one, do you view Sunday as a code red game, as a game that they have to win? That's number one. Number two, how many points will it take Sunday to win the football game? The number. Give me the number that either team needs to get to win on Sunday. Is it code red? What's the point number that either team needs to get to win the game? I'll give you my answers to both. Max will also, when we come back, 301-230-0980.
How could you do that, Andrew? How could you do it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.